the book Hebrews, part 16. Aan professor Hannes Redinghuis of the First Assembly of Yahushua in South Africa, Pretoria, Montana, also international. Should you require any of the books which I've written, especially the book What is Your God's Name, or the two keys to the book of Revelation, maybe Israel's rapture, or have a question, please contact us at our WhatsApp. WhatsApp number is a +27 international number, and the number is 0722 367 124, or just go to my website https://yahvah.co.za. If this is the first time that you are to participate in the study, you are very, very welcome. But please return to part one, because we have already done quite a bit of the study and you've missed it. It's very, very important to subscribe to the channel in order to get all the different notifications of all the studies that we are busy with. Also, our TikTok messages, very, very interesting. Send this link to your friends and family and your relatives, and make sure that you at least have a 1611 King James Bible, pen and paper ready. It's very important to notice that we do not associate ourselves with the following churches or groups: any Messianic group, any Israel Vision group, any Hebrew Roots movement, any Sacred Name movement, the Yah movement. We are not part of Jehovah Witnesses or Seventh-day Adventist churches. Instead, we do not belong to any church denomination or organization in the world. We are only a worldwide end-time Bible study group functioning throughout the world. We're actually using, or mainly using, the ancient original Hebrew Sacred Name Bible, the restoration of the original Sacred Name Bible, which was translated in 1860 by Dr. Joseph Briant Rotsenham. It's one of the best or ancient English stroke Hebrew Bibles that you will be able to lay your hands on, which I have a couple of copies available should you be interested. They're not available in any bookshop in the world. There's not one bookshop that has them. I just want to say that this Bible that I refer to is not the 1902 corrupted Emphasis Bible. According to the restoration of the original Sacred Name Bible, the 1816 Bible, the name Jesus was originally Yahushua. The name God was originally Elohim or Hashim. The name Lord was originally Yahweh. The name of the Holy Spirit was originally Ruach HaKodesh. We refer to ourselves as Yahfist, according to 1 Peter 4 verse 16, in the restoration of the original Sacred Name Bible. And so did the disciples of Yahushua did about 2,000 years ago. It's very important just to notice that this announcement I only do on a Monday or in the beginning of the studies, and the rest of the week we will just continue. I trust that this study is going to be a blessing unto you in the wonderful name of Yahushua. Hallelujah. We are going to continue where we left off last week, last Friday. The steadfastness of the other angels in heaven. Now, I trust that you have done your homework. I've given you some homework. And I said, what you must do is read every verse, and next to the verse, make your own notes. So when we study it, as from this morning onwards, that we can compare it and see where we agree or disagree. It's very important. Bible study is not yes to say yes, yes, yes. No, no, it's not what it is. Bible study is to have a discussion, not a fight, not an argument, but have a discussion and see what the Word says. Now, the Bible is very clear about the creation, not as much the creation, but the glorification or the exaltment of the angel that became Yahushua. Now, that we've seen in verse 3. I'm going to start with Hebrew 1 verse 4. Now I just want to say in verse 3, now verse 4, being made so much better in brackets or more than the other angels. He was part of a group of angels. That is not even disputable. Yahushua was part of a group of angels in heaven. And Yahweh has chosen this angel. And this angel was called in the 1611 Bible the angel of God. Who fought with Jacob when he dreamt about the staircase and the angels ascending and descending? And he had a fight with the angel of God. Who was the angel of God? If you have a concordance, take your concordance and look at the subject angel of God. And see how many times in the Old Testament does it refer to the angel of God, which is Yahweh, the angel of Yahweh. Now that angel had to have a name. This was a very special angel, a very special messenger, because the angel is what? It's a messenger. If you read Revelation 1, you will find that angels are messengers. And also in Hebrews 1 verse 12 to verse 14, you will find they are messengers that Yahweh used for the benefit of humankind. Now, being made so much better, more than the other angels, as he, the son of Yahweh, because now he becomes the son of Yahweh, had by inherit, or let me just say, as he, this angel, I'm not going to refer to him to the son of Yahweh here, as he, this angel, the angel of Yahweh, had by inheritance obtained a more excellent name. It wasn't his name. Before he was exalted, he didn't have this name. But the moment that he became the son of Yahweh, which he wasn't from the beginning of the earth, from the beginning of the creation, he was part of the plan. Because the Bible says before everything he was, the Bible says, the 16th verse says, before anything he was already, who? The Son. Am I right? I'm referring to the title Son. Yes? So then that settles the argument. No, it doesn't. We will find how he was before anything was in heaven. He was already in the mind of the Father. And being in the mind of the Father, as if he already existed. I'm going to explain something to you just now, then you will understand it. Now he says, being more much better or more than the other angels, as he, by inheritance, the special angel, obtained a more excellent name. It wasn't his name. He obtained an excellent name. If the King of England serves a person, what do they do? Normally, the person will kneel before the King, King Charles, for instance. And he will take a sword and he will wave the sword and put it on his head while the person is kneeling, and he serves him. Now you are Sir. Sir John. First, when the guy arrived, he was John Wilson. Now he serves him, he exalts him. When he went to that occasion, that evening, he wasn't a sir, he was only John Wilson. But the moment after the ceremony, when he walks out, he no longer is John Wilson. You will address him as Sir John Wilson. Why? Because the king has exalted him. And the same thing has happened to this angel. Yahweh exalted, he served this angel by giving a name that's above all other names. Instead, the Bible said, he obtained a more excellent name than they. Now, who's the they? Let's read verse 4. Being made so much better than the angels as he, that by inheritance obtained a more excellent name than they. Who are than they? Who are the they? Can you explain to me anything else than that they are angels? No, it wasn't a lot of fairies. And I'm not talking about fairies, I'm talking about children fairies. Do you understand? Excuse me. Just have a little ear in my mouth. So, he obtained an excellent name. Until this moment, when he was exalted, lifted up, served, he didn't obtain, he didn't have the excellent name, or a more excellent name than the angels. He had the ordinary name like they all did. But now, the Bible says, he obtained a more excellent name than they. I want you to ask the question, who are they other than the other angels? How easily is that? I think I'm spending too much time on this, don't you? Now, I just say in brackets, the other angels in heaven, he now had a different name, which he obtained, as the other angels in heaven. Do you agree? Of course you've got to agree, because it's word. This is straightforward English. Hebrew 1 verse 4. He says in verse 5, for unto which of the angels, now I again want to use the brackets, other angels, because he's talking about the angels. He's not talking about Yahushua. Because the angel now obtained a name, which is what? Yahushua. In Hebrew, Yod, Aleph, Hey, Fof, Aleph, Hey, Shua. The Shua means Redeemer and Savior. For unto which of the angels said he, who's he? Yahweh, the El Elohim, or Yahweh Almighty. Let's use the name Yahweh Almighty. For unto which of the angels said he, Yahweh Almighty, at any time, thou art my son. This day, in brackets, not before in time, not before ever, on that day, for unto which of the other angels said he, Yahweh Almighty, at any time? And he doesn't say to him, you are my son. He used a glorified symbol, title, thou. Thou art my son. Now, what does the word thou mean? I mean, you people are English, I'm Afrikaans, I'm in the southern point of Africa. And we are supposed not to be so clever as what everybody thought in the world. But I can understand that what does the word thou mean. When the 1611 Bibles reach, thou, now I'm going to pray now, just use it for example. Thou art my Father. What do I do by using the word thou? I'm glorifying Yahweh Almighty as my Father. Thou art my Father. Does it sound respectful? Yes. And if I say, you are my Father, Does it sound respectful? Thou, you. Thou, you. Doesn't sound respectful. Now this is what the difference between the 1611 King James Bible, the New King James Bible, the American Standard Version, the International Version, the Living Word, the Jehovah Witnesses, they all use the Westcott-Tonnant text. The 1611 Bible was translated from the 1522 Desiderius Erasmus Tectus Receptus text, which came originally from the Byzantine text of the 2nd century. So what happened now? Then in 1881, Westcott-Tonnant, who was two Satanist worshippers, they believed in calling up spirits from the dead and also offer bread and wine unto them, communion. How can you serve communion to dead spirits? And this is what they did. So what did they do? They used the codexes, which means corrupted manuscripts, the five Codex Sinaiticus, Codex Gutestatis, Codex Alexanders, Codex Leningradus, Codex Vaticanus. That's the five texts which the Catholic Church even didn't want to use for nearly 2,000 years. They used that text to create the Nestle-Aland text. And the Nestle-Aland text, from the Nestle-Aland text, in 1881, the first Bible that they created was the New King James Bible. And between the New King James Bible and the old 1611 King James Bible, 9,000 scriptural differences. 18 scriptural text verses just left out from this Bible in comparison with this Bible. This Bible, the 1611, says, thou art God, worshipping Him. This New King James, American Standard Version, and everyone else says, you are God. 300 Bibles more today. 300 and more Bibles were translated from the Tectus, Westcott-Tonnant text, the corrupted text. Up till today, 2024, not once have they ever used the Tectus Receptus text again, because this is the Roman Catholic's instructions. The World Bible Federation, which is the Roman Catholic Church, and they instructed every Bible society to use this corrupted text. Now the time is, you can go on the internet and go and check this information by yourself. And then tomorrow morning, we're going to continue discussing it. Till tomorrow morning, if it's Yahweh's will, Maranatha, Yahshua's coming back again. Hallelujah.